Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey Walter, somebody asks, they want to learn some trading psychology techniques that will keep them focused whether they make profits or not. What would you say to that?
Okay, so the two steps to profitable trading are having a system that has a positive expectancy. So you can Google that and figure out expectancy. It's pretty simple. You just need the win rate, the average winner, the average loser. Of course, average winner and average loser also tell you the reward to risk ratio, which is how you calculate that. Now, assuming you have a positive expectancy, the next piece of that is you, and you have to execute your strategy and not stop and not quit and not give up and not you go, oh, this is broken or the markets have changed. So the way to do that, the best way I've found to do that is to simply treat it as a game. And so, you know how we have like the Fitbit watches and the Apple watches and all those things? Well, you do the same thing with trading. And what you do is you go, okay, I'm going to take this trade because it's giving me a signal and it's this system. And then you give yourself a score, 9 out of 10 or 7 out of 10, whatever the entry is for you. And then you do the same thing on the exit. I got a 7 out of 10 on my exit. I stuck to my rules, or I got a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10. And then what you're doing now is you're shifting the focus to the process, because experienced traders know that the process is what gets you results, not focusing on the end results. It's the same thing with a gambler, right? A gambler understands that he or she is going to give back money to the house, give back money to the casino or whatever, wherever they're gambling. They know that's the case, but over the long haul, if they've got a positive expectancy, they're going to pull money eventually. And so it's the same thing with trading. And so what I would say is, you know, you can work on things like your self-talk. So you can learn to self-hypnotize yourself and then repeat positive beliefs like, I am a profitable trader. I execute my system as I should execute it. I find profits in the markets. I am a winning trader. You know, these sorts of things. And that's one way to seed your subconscious. But the overall process of trading is really like playing a game. And so that's why I think playing the game, rewarding yourself when you do well at executing the trade, regardless of whether it's a winner or not, that's the best way to focus on the process that I found. I can't find anything better than that.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Well, thanks for that, Walter.
Thank you.